Turn with me to the third chapter of the book of Joshua. Joshua, the third chapter. There's a word I want to share with you there briefly. Amen. Today. Amen. The third chapter of the book of Joshua. Amen. The third chapter and the 15th verse. Amen. And it just simply reads, "And as they that bear the ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water, for Jordan overfloweth all his banks all the time of harvest." You may take your seats. "And they that bear the ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water." I want to talk to you all from the subject matter, when God removes difficulties. When God removes difficulties. "And the feet of the priests that bear the ark were dipped in the brim of the water." Now, if you just hang on for a few minutes, you're going to understand that 15th verse. The third chapter of the book of Joshua is a very interesting chapter, and I just chose to read the one verse for the interest of time, but I would encourage you to read the entire chapter, because when you read the third chapter of the book of Joshua, there is recorded there the message of faith, the only way to cross the Jordan River and enter the promised land that God had promised the children of Israel was going to be by faith. You see, faith was and is the way to conquer the problems of life, the obstacles that stand between us and the promised land. The promised land is the inheritance of every genuine believer. But the only way to secure our inheritance is by faith. Somebody say, by faith. So how were the Israelites, amen, to cross over the flooding Jordan River? Standing there by the river, the people were bound to be questioning what Joshua and their leaders would do. Buildings, enough rafts to transport 3,000 people, 3 million people, their livestock, all of their tents, their furnishings, their supplies, was a total impossibility. And then down, deep down in their hearts, many of the people were bound to be praying for God to make a way for them to cross over the Jordan River. But you see, what happens next shows the importance of faith in God when problems are faced throughout this life. You see, the River Jordan is a picture of the problems and the difficulties, the trials and temptations that confronts each and every one of us throughout life. Faith in God is the only way. It is the only way to conquer the obstacles of life. Faith in God is the only way to conquer fear, to conquer addictions and weaknesses, to conquer death, to conquer obsessions and sufferings and different types of discouragement. You have to understand that God loves and he cares about each and every one of us. He cares about every problem that confronts us. He wants to strengthen us to overcome all of our problems. He wants to show us the way to triumph over the obstacles that stand in our way. And so believing God, trusting God, having faith in God, this is the only way that we are going to be victorious throughout life. Faith in God is the victory that overcomes the world with all of its obstacles. And so when you look at this particular third chapter of the book of Joshua, in this passage, five different instructions are given by Joshua, his officers, and God. Five different instructions, my God, challenging everyone to have faith and to put their trust in God, because after all, by faith, God would provide the way to cross over the Jordan. By faith, God would show how to overcome the problems and the obstacles of Jordan. There were five different instructions. Well, when you glance down at verses number 3 and 4, there was the instructions of the officers to the people. You see, they instructed the people to follow the ark. We're talking about the ark of the covenant. You have to remember that the ark was a symbol of God's presence. It was a symbol of his holy throne. And so they were instructed that if you are going to cross over this Jordan, you must follow the ark. In other words, you must take the presence of God along with you. How many of y'all know that without God, we could do absolutely nothing? Without God, we would fail. Without God, we would be drifted like a ship without a sail. He said, you must take God along with you. We used to sing a song a long time ago. We don't sing it no more. Take the Lord along with you. Anybody remember that song? Everywhere you go. And then he would say, you gonna need him, you gonna need him. Every you gonna need him more than at Walmart. You gonna need him everywhere that you go. And so they were instructed to follow the ark because it was the symbol of God's presence. It was a symbol of his holy throne. And then there were the instructions of Joshua to the people in the fifth verse. You see, Joshua ordered the people to sanctify themselves, to consecrate, and to purify themselves. And this meant that the people were to prepare their hearts before the Lord. You have to understand that if you need God to work a miracle in your life, if you need God to open up a door, if you need God to make a way, if you need God to heal your body, you're going to have to first of all sanctify yourself. You just can't do any old thing and act any old kind of way and have any old kind of attitude toward God and your fellow man and expect God to move in your behalf. He said, you go tell the people to prepare their hearts before the Lord. In other words, you prepare yourself for what God is getting ready to do. They were to pray. They were to confess. They were to repent. They were to rededicate and recommit their lives back to the Lord. If you want to see God move in your life in mysterious ways, can I encourage you to recommit your life back to the Lord? Somebody say hallelujah. You got to prepare your hearts. You got to prepare yourself for what God is getting ready to do. And then the third instruction, there were the instruction of Joshua to the priests in verse number six. And Joshua had to give the ministers, he had to give the leaders of the group some instruction. How many of y'all know every now and then leaders need to be instructed, ministers and elders, they need to be instructed, because the devil is busy and the devil is trying to wear the saints out. And so he had to give instruction to the priests. And this was a challenge for the priests to be strong in the faith. And so Joshua had to let the priests know that, look, you can't allow all of these million of people to see you crumbling under the weight of this obstacle. You can't be the one as the leader mumbering and complaining and washed up and dried up and plucked up. Y'all ain't gonna help. I ain't gonna preach long. And always don't have nothing encouraging to say. That's the reason why God calls us. God knows when he calls what we're able to go through. When God calls you, he wants you to have a hallelujah anyhow. Because if I'm crying, you're going to start crying. Y'all ain't going to help me. I'm the minister. We're standing there at the Jordan. And you asking me, how do we intend to get across Jordan? And I look back at you as the leader and ask you, well, what do you think? Or how do you think we go? We need some suggestions in the suggestion box. How many of y'all know there come a time when the suggestion box is good? But there come a time when the box, hallelujah, my God, you get through meeting and get through going through all the suggestions and what folk think, you've been overthrown by the enemy. And so he said, tell the priest, you tell the leader, you tell the minister, if you over the choir, you can't be discouraged when all of the other choir members get discouraged. You over the usher board, you can't become discouraged because no other usher show up. Because you are the leader, if you got to stand and sing all by yourself, if you got to usher all by yourself, if you got to do whatever you do, you are the leader. Lord, I'm not going to preach hard here, but listen, he said, I need you priests, I need you ministers, I need you leaders, I need you, those of you that are in charge, I need you to be strong in the Lord, I need you to believe enough to take up the ark and move out ahead of the people. You know the ark is the presence of God, it is the mind God, the anointing of God. I need you to pick it up, I need you to let the folk know that you walk by faith and you don't walk by sight. I need you to let the folk know that you believe God, that as long as you got breath in your body, I don't care what the doctor say, I don't care what the attorney say, I don't care what my boss say, I don't care what nobody say, I'm a child of the Most High God and I got the presence of God with me. He walks with me, he talks with me, he tells me that I am his own. He has the answer to all of my questions. He has the solution to all of my problems. Somebody say, preach, Pastor. My God, I need you to go. He said, before the people, I need you to be courageously. I need you to courageously lead the people into the swift, dangerous currents of the flooding waters. Don't send them. I need you to go before them. And I need you to tell them, follow me. Oh God, is there anybody, and not just leaders, but every born again, baptized believer, you ought to tell folk, follow me. Follow me through this trial. Follow me through this sickness. Follow me through this tribulation. Because I serve a God who's able to do exceedingly more abundantly than I can think or even ask God to do. Look at your name and say, follow me, follow me. Follow me. You better watch what you're saying here. Follow me, because in the midst of what I'm going through, I'm going to have clapping in my hand. I'm going to have stomping in my feet. I'm going to declare that the Lord is good all of the time. I might have to cry sometime, but I ain't going to cry long. Why? Because I have the presence of God, and God shall wipe away all the tears from my eyes. I may be sick in my body. That's my flesh, but not my spirit. He renews my spirit, man, each and every day. I get stronger and stronger because I know God is my healer. That God, that healing is the children's bread. Tell somebody, follow me. Follow me. We get ready to walk into some dangerous waters. We get ready to walk into some swift waters. And you better not follow me if you plan on not going. Notice the children of Israel. They got their instructions from Joshua. And then the fourth instruction, there was the instruction of God to Joshua. Joshua needed to learn that God was with him, even as God had been with Moses. I believe that first verse says, now Moses, my servant, is dead. And then he tells him, but don't worry about Moses. Some of y'all still worrying about Moses. Look at your name and say, Moses is dead. Y'all ain't got to talk back here to me. Moses ain't gonna die no more. Moses is just as dead as Moses is gonna get. He said, but I need you to pick yourself up now. My God, in every place that your feet shall try, God said, I'm going with you. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Everywhere that you touch down, Elamason, God said that I'm going to be with you. And through the miraculous event that was about to take place, Joshua would be exalted in the eyes of all the Israelites. The people would know that he was truly chosen by God, and that he truly followed and trusted God. They would know that God was with him, even as he had been with Moses. And as a result of the miracle that was about to take place, the people would highly esteem Joshua, and they would follow his leadership. Because Joshua would say that God was with Moses. And y'all, I need you to know that God is with me. And then the fifth instruction, there were the instruction of Joshua to the people. I done preached almost 13 verses already. And there was the instruction of Joshua to the people. And Joshua declared the word of the Lord. My God, the assurance of his promise. And Joshua told the people that God would provide the way to cross over the surging, raging currents of the flood in Jordan, and that God would enable his people to conquer the problem and cross over in order to secure their inheritance. In other words, God made them a promise. And how many of y'all know when God makes you a promise, there's not a mountain that's too high. There's not a valley that's too low. There's not a river that's too deep. Have you any rivers that seem to be uncrossable? Have you any mountains that you just cannot climb? Are there any valleys you can't seem to tunnel through? I'll stop by here just for a few minutes to let somebody know that God specializes. You ought to tell your neighbor, God specializes. I'll stop by here to tell you he's a specialist. No matter what's wrong with you, God is a specialist. And he specializes in things that are impossible. With man, it's impossible. But with God, somebody say, all things are possible. And so God instructed Joshua to command the priests. Priests, I need you to march the ark into the swift and dangerous currents of the flooding rivers. And so God told Israel to cross the Jordan and enter into a land that I have promised thee, but without bridges, without ferries, without cruise ships, without yachts, without boats. The Israelites faced great difficulties in getting across the Jordan. But our verse of text here today, it tells us about when God removes difficulties. And I stop back here to just tell somebody, you've been going through something, but God's getting ready. He's getting ready to remove the difficulty. I don't know who I'm talking to. I can't pinpoint it. Don't come ask me after church, is it me? I don't know. But I do know that God is getting ready to remove the difficulty. But this text here, just that one verse, it involves three things quickly. It involved, number one, the coming. And then number two, it involved the conditions. And then number three, it involved the conduct for the crossing. Let's look at number one quickly, the coming for the crossing. The text says, they that bear the ark, they were come unto Jordan. Now, what you have to understand is that this was obedience to God's command. Because how many of you all know that you will never cross the Jordan if you do not come to the Jordan? Y'all don't want to hear that. I said you will never cross Jordan if you won't come to Jordan. You will never do God's will if you expect to have all the difficulties removed before you start doing God's will. Call it, don't make no sense for folk to say that when God does this, then I'm going to do that. Well, guess what? You ain't gonna never cross your Jordan. You got to come to the Jordan. And you got to say that even if God don't do it, I'm gonna show up anyhow. Why? Because I know that he can. Look, Chloe, you ought to tell your neighbor, I know that he can. Even if I step into Jordan, and even if I drown while I'm in Jordan, even if I die from this sickness, I know that God can. Why? Because God can do anything. Oh, God, but fail. God expects us to walk by faith. That's what faith is all about, beloved. That there the waters is raging. I don't even know how to swim. I don't have a boat. I don't have a raft. But if God, if you say cross over, I'm going to just close my eyes. Hallelujah. How many of you know sometimes you got to close the hallelujah. You got to close your eyes of flesh and open your eyes of flesh, because if you continue to look at what you can see in the natural, you're going to always be defeated. You're going to always be down. You're going to always be crying. But everybody close your eyes up in here. That's a symbol of saying, God, I'm not going to worry about what it looks like around me, but I'm going to open my eyes of faith, and I'm gonna believe that you can and that you will. Listen, when God commands, you must go as far as you can go, and then let God do the rest. Don't just sit at home twiddling your fingers, expecting God to move in your behalf. Get up and do something. Tell your neighbor, get up. Tell them, stop making excuses. Stop making excuses. Get up. Let God do the work. God can heal you laying in your bed, or he can heal you doing the work for him. Y'all ain't got to talk to me. God can heal you on life support, or they can turn it off. And if God says live, guess what? You cannot help but to live. I don't care about cancer. I don't care about bronchitis. I don't care. Oh my God. If God says it, guess what? He's more than able. I'm going to feel like preaching in a minute. He's more than able to perform it. And so you got to get to Jordan in order to cross over Jordan. That thing that you really need to deal with. I don't know who I'm talking about. I don't know who I'm talking to. But you better go on ahead and deal with it. March on with your Jordan. Face that difficulty head on. Tell you that David told Goliath, you come to me in the flesh. In other words, you come to me with a sword and a spear. But I come to you in the name of the Lord. And so we have the coming. And then secondly, we have the conditions for the Jordan. Because the text says that Jordan, it says what? It overfloweth all of its banks. As if, my God, it wasn't bad enough to look out there and see a mass of water. But now this water, it has overflowed. Oh, y'all ain't gonna help me. It has overflowed its banks. And at the very time that God ordered Israel to cross the Jordan was now flooded. The circumstances could not have been any worse. The circumstances was bad enough. It was bad enough. I don't have a boat. Hallelujah. I don't have a raft. I don't have nothing. But to have to cross it when it is flooded only made the problem, Diane, greater. But God often allows our problems to become greater in order, my God, to increase our faith by showing us more of his power. God said, I'm ready to do some more stuff for you that I ain't never done before. But God said, in order for me to do it for you, I got to turn the fire up a little bit. I got to cause the seas to overboil their boundary. Because when it's all said and when it's all done, when you do come to church and testify, it won't be no I in it. In other words, you won't have nothing to do with it. But you can't help but throw up your hands and say it was nobody. Do I got any nobody folk? I'm almost finished. Give me about 5 more minutes. Listen, do I have anybody here? You've been through some stuff. And you can testify here today that it was nobody. You ought to tell your neighbor, nobody but the Lord. I should be dead, sleeping in my grave right now. But now, it was nobody but the Lord. I should have lost my house by now, but it was nobody but the Lord. My husband and my wife should have left me by now, but it was nobody but the Lord. My kids should have been cut off long time ago, but it was no. I need some help up in here. It was nobody but the Lord. And that's why we used to sing the song that can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody. do me like the Lord. And so they had the conditions. If you are obeying God and trouble seem to keep mounting up, you can count on God. Help me preach and tell your neighbor, you can count on God. Tell him I'm a living testimony. I've been through a test already. Look where he's brought me from. He's brought me from a mighty long way. Let me close with the conduct for the crossing. It's right there in the text. The feet of the priests that bear the ark, they were dipped in the brim of the water. He didn't die then. Hey, he didn't put his whole leg in, but he went right to the brim of the water, stuck his foot. Woo! Ow! You know what that means? All you need is just a little faith. All God needs to know is you're willing to show up. All God needs to know you're willing to be obedient. This was real faith. It's a prime example of showing our faith with our conduct. Though the Jordan was flooded, the priests began to walk into Jordan, and God had already promised that once his feet touched the Jordan, the waters would heap up. Say yeah! Yeah! I'm closing. But can I encourage you? Walk by faith, not by sight. Hey! Go! Face your Jordan. Take your shoes off. Hey! Hey, why are your shoes off? I'm on my way to my Jordan. Hey, whatever you do, don't test Jordan with both of your feet, but do like the priest. Put your foot at the brim of Jordan. Hey, God will empower you. God will anoint you. God will strengthen you. It started out with his foot, but after a while, he was walking in the Jordan. He looked behind him. All the people was following him because God caused the Jordan to heap up into a pile. God's getting ready to pile up all your trouble, pile up all your affliction, pile up all your struggle. God will let you walk right by your struggles. Walk right by your heartaches. God will make a way of escape with the temptation. God will. He will. that bear the ark were come unto Jordan, and the feet of the leader. We got to lead out or sit down. That's the word. Lead out or sit down. People's deliverance is dependent on you. Brother Mason, people's healing is dependent on you. Because it wasn't until the feet of the priest touched the water. It don't matter about anybody else touching it. It wouldn't have happened. Let me help y'all. There's some things you can't get on your own. Hallelujah. You need the priest, the minister, the pastor. You think you could do it all by yourself? Go ahead. You heading for trouble. But when the feet of the priest touched the water, everybody behind him got blessed. And it wasn't his feet that did it. It was his obedience. And he had the presence of God along with him. Everybody standing. Everybody standing. Everybody standing.